story that I don't think you're going to hear anywhere else, but here on the John Gambling Show is about to come your way. It is the story of Dr. Michael Champy from South Portland, Maine. He's a doctor that has decided no more, he will not accept health insurance any longer. Hello, doctor. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, John.
Why the decision?
Well, it's complicated, but I'll try and boil it down for you as briefly as I can. Well, the short answer really is Medicare and Obamacare. There hasn't been an increase in Medicare rates for physicians in about 10 years, and our costs are certainly going up all the time. So our whatever profit margin there was is completely gone. And as a small independent doctor trying to take care of patients, I can't really survive as a small business.
Because most doctors are, you would consider, independent contractors, really. I mean, they are businessmen and they run small businesses.
Well, they had been. Unfortunately, and it varies in different parts of the country, but in the state of Maine, about 80% of physicians are employed by hospitals.
So that's the model that is changing even here in the metropolitan area. I know the man that runs one of the biggest healthcare systems in the New York City vicinity, and where he is going and taking his hospital and facilities is hiring all of the doctors. The doctors work for the hospitals.
Right, and the problem with that not many people know is that under current rules with Medicare and Medicaid, if a doctor is employed by a hospital, they can charge twice as much as I could, because they have not only a professional fee for the doctor's services, but also they tack on a facility fee. So care provided by doctors that are employed by a hospital is actually twice as expensive as care provided by an independent physician.
All right, so you went to your patient base and said, no more, it's going to be all cash. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to survive.
That's right.
Did you send them a letter to that point?
I did.
And what was their reaction?
You know, I had about 50% of my patients were on Medicare, and I do have a fraction of them that have stayed with me because they like knowing that when they come in, they see me, they don't see a different doctor, they don't see a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant. But a lot of these folks are on fixed incomes, and they had to make a very hard decision. Even though I've been seeing them for many years, they've decided to go elsewhere because, you know, I actually asked them to pay at time of service, where under Medicare, they assume that the care is free. They don't pay anything out of pocket when they leave.
Well, I got to tell you, we're talking with Dr. Michael Champy from Portland, South Portland, Maine, who has gotten rid of insurance. You know, doctor, this is a fascinating story because you are the embodiment. You are the living example of what people like myself and others have been saying now for years in this discussion, that this is only going to get worse, not better.
That's true. When Obamacare is fully implemented in 2014, we don't even know what's going to happen. And I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve here. When I did this, I cut my rates in half, because what it costs for me to deal with insurance companies and the government, it increases my overhead tremendously. So by accepting cash or credit card or checks, I'm actually saving enough money that I can pass the savings along to my patients.
Well, I go to my doctor, and there's four nurses, or there's four people taking care of the paperwork, and there's one doctor.
Right.
I mean, it makes no sense.
And I have one full-time employee.
How many clients do you have? How many people come to you?
Well, right now it's really in flux with the changes we've made.
All right, what did you have, and what would you guess you have now?
I would say before I made this change, I had between about 1,700 and 2,000 patients.
Okay.
And I've lost, I'll just put it this way, I've lost maybe about half of them so far, but my clientele is going to be different now. Instead of people that are on a government program or an HMO, I'm now getting people that have no insurance that are thrilled that I'm charging half of what I used to, and actually private employers that are self-funded, employers that are paying for 100% of the health care for their employees, I'm saving them a lot of money.
Fascinating. Michael, how long have you been a doctor? How long have you been in business?
I've been in practice now for probably about 17 years.
All right, 17 years. That doesn't go back quite far enough. But I think what you the point that I'm getting to, and I think that the point that you are making, is you are going back to the old model, where your private physician, your personal physician, was just somebody in the neighborhood that you paid for services.
Right, and that's what my father did for about 40-odd years. His visits were, and this is going back about 30 or 40 years, he would charge $15 or $25 a visit, and that was it. And that wasn't a copayment. That's what he charged. And everyone was happy. And they had hospitalization coverage. If you needed to go to the hospital, if you had an emergency, that's what insurance is for.
Now, don't tell me, Dr. Champy, you haven't really screwed the whole thing up by making house calls, have you?
If you look at my website, they're on there.
How much do you charge for a house call?
$200.
$200, but at least you give people that option.
Right. Well, you know, the really ironic thing is, under the Medicare system, in order for someone to have services covered as being homebound and needing a house call, they have to go into the doctor's office for him to certify that they can't leave the house.
Beautiful. Don't you just love it? I'm not terribly familiar with South Portland, Maine. Is different than Portland, Maine?
It's a suburb.
It's a suburb. How would you quantify the income of the neighborhood?
Maine's not a very prosperous state. It's mostly rural, and it's got an aging population. And we've got about 25% of the state or so is on the Maine version of Medicaid. So that, I don't know what the average income is, but I think it's about $40,000 a year.
I'm wondering, I was just talking with somebody in the past half hour about the Medicaid numbers in New York City, and Medicaid is over 3 million. 37% of the population of the city of New York is on Medicaid. Now, as we've been discussing here the last few moments, what on earth is going to happen?
Well, what people don't really understand is coverage doesn't equal access. I mean, we have so many people on Medicaid in this state, but very few doctors that are not tied to hospitals can afford to accept it. I mean, with Medicaid, you get paid about 17 cents on the dollar. That's not enough to even cover your costs. So expanding Medicaid and giving all these people Medicaid cards is going to do nothing to help the problem, because there aren't going to be very many doctors that accept it.
I'm going to guess that you've gotten a lot of phone calls from people like me and others that are interested in this.
You know, it's funny. Since the story came out in the Bangor Daily News yesterday, I've received emails from all over the country showing support for what we're doing.
Fascinating stuff. Keep up the good work, Michael. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you.